We had another episode planned. We kind of put that aside because...
So for all of our listeners, this week was supposed to be part two, and we just decided to postpone part two of our 4-week usual episodes. So we hope you don't mind, and we will resume, hopefully.
Oh, we will resume next week. Yeah.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. This time, we're going to speak to you about something that's hitting close to home, the coronavirus, and how it is affecting relationships all over the world.
Yeah, we just happen to have a couple here that's separated because one can't get back home to the other due to the virus.
So
not because they're quarantined or anything, but right. It's just because flights got canceled.
So let's get on our way and let's cue the music.
Welcome to Loving Beyond the I Do podcast. This power couple is building stronger marriages one day at a time. Talking about real issues on love, relationships, and marriage longevity. Let's break down the barriers and engage in healthy conversation with your hosts, Jason and Tina Marie. Take a seat and buckle up because things are about to get real.
Hey, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome back. So hey. Let's introduce our first guest.
Gotta let them know where we're at. Episode 12, your host, Jason and Tina. Come on, baby. I waited all week for that.
Okay, let's welcome our guest today. And Angela Dillon is here in the studio with us.
Hi. Not so happy to be here. Wish I was home.
And online through via technology is Earl Dillon.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me and giving me a chance to vent.
Absolutely, absolutely. Angie, give us some background as to what's going on, like how long you've been here.
I came here 2 weeks ago in the beginning of the pandemic. Really didn't know what was going on. It wasn't really being spoken about, or there were right. no bans or anything. It was just kind of like it was in China. It wasn't affecting the U.S. at the time. And since I've been here, it's been kind of crazy. And my flight was supposed to leave out today. And then I got a text message that said that Midway Airport has been shut down and no more flights will be going out today.
And that came from the federal government.
Federal government.
Let's just think in whole. 2 weeks away from your husband.
Right.
What is he thinking?
What are you thinking, babe?
Well, I'm thinking I'm all dooted up to go to the airport to pick up my wife. And I get this call that says, honey, they changed my flight. I'm like, what are you talking about? They shut down the airport because of the virus and it's affecting the air traffic controllers. And without really thinking, said somebody needs to get their arms flapping to get home.
Oh, so you wanted her to hurry up and get home. You was anticipating it after 2 weeks.
So, yes,
I was like a little kid in the playground. I was giddy.
So why were you giddy? Why were you giddy?
I was like minutes away from having my wife back, having my life back.
Have you missed her?
I missed her tremendously. I've been here by myself. Like the first hour that she left, it got a whole being here by myself because I'm not used to it. It's just she and myself in the house, and I kind of ran out of things to do.
And then the fact that there's no sports on TV doesn't help either.
That really doesn't help, and that's because of the virus also.
Yep.
All right. I thought that after the panic kind of calmed down because it was last week, I thought that, okay, I'm not going to change my flight and try to get home earlier because the airports were kind of chaotic.
Right.
So my flight is next week. You know, everything will be calm. Everything will be fine. I said, I'm checking, you know, my phone. My flight's on time. There's no problem.
Yeah, they never tell you a week ahead that it's going to be a mess up.
Even this morning. Right. Even this morning when I checked it, they did cancel every other flight because there were few passengers and kind of combined them together. But my flight was still scheduled and still on time. And I thought everything was fine. I was even trying to get on another flight. Little did I know that the entire airport now... I can't even get on another flight to go anywhere else.
So this should have been a clue. So last night she was like, oh, you know, Tina, let's hurry up and check in my flight. Let's check in. So 9:05, she pushes the button. Oh, I got to hurry up and check in. And 2-3 seconds later, she gets a
Anyone who flies Southwest knows.
Come on now. When was the last time you got an A?
Right.
An A, and you didn't pay for it. I said, oh, you're going to be the only one on the plane.
I told her it was just going to be you and the pilot.
Because up to 30, they hold them for business.
And also.
And for babies and handicap, whatever.
You pay for that. Like priority boarding.
So, like, they're not even giving, they don't really even sell those, you know, up to 30. So, if you get A34, you already know. Ain't nobody on the flight but you.
I was okay with that as long as my flight was.
And you're on your way home.
I could have all the pretzels that I wanted. Like, you know, I could have a whole case of soda.
So right now, are you missing your husband?
I am. I was missing him the whole time. I really didn't want to stay this long, but, you know, it was just the reason why I came for the family and the events. And, you know, it's why that I've been here this long. And then I wasn't in a panic to go home.
Right.
Because I didn't want to be at the airport with all of the chaos. So I was happy that my flight was Tuesday. I'm like, I don't want to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, where everybody
Let's go Tuesday. It would have been, and I called the airport and they said, everything is fine. We're calm, you know.
And I think it was even more over the weekend may have been chaotic because people weren't taking this serious and they were going out. They were on a lot of flights going out and going on vacation. Like, oh, we have 2 weeks vacation. We're going to go to Florida. We're going to go to California.
So I was like, yes, finally, it's Tuesday. I got up early this morning and packed and double packed and made sure everything was in there and weighed my bag.
Got your Chicago food.
Yes. Came around, gathered up my Chicago food, packed it in my bag, made sure everything was there. I was about to lay down and take my nap right before the flight when I got the text message.
So I'm trying to see what you're feeling. Like, is it just because you can't get home? What do you think? Because what I'm really thinking is, what if you can't?
Exactly. And it's very frustrating. I am homesick. I want to be home.
Right.
Okay. If I'm going to have to quarantine, there's no place like home.
Absolutely.
And everybody
I agree.
Knows that.
Yep. Right.
You know there's no place like home. And I really just want to be in the comforts of my own.
You're not
going to
start crying, are you?
I am if I can't get
well,
a flight
let me,
out tomorrow.
Let me get my camera because I want to get this on. I want to get this on film.
You're supposed to be recording it anyway.
Oh. There's going to be episode 13 with the tears of the once right. again my flight was.
All here. I know if you're here for episode 13, y'all better pray for a brother because that'll be 2 weeks.
How are you guys going to deal with this right now? As your relationship, how do you think you guys being apart and missing each other and not being able to get back, but not just today, but the unknown. How can you guys right now, you two, Earl, kind of move forward? Like being there for each other, even though he misses you, you have to think about what you're going through, not being able to get home.
Right. Lots of FaceTime. FaceTime does help a lot because, you know, you can see the person. Over the phone is okay, but it's better when you can actually see the person and they're carrying the phone and you're still doing your activities around the house and I can see you, you know, doing whatever. So that helps a lot. And just the constant communication and just prayer, just lots of prayer.
So Earl, are you locked in now or are you still working or did they?
Right now I'm still working because I think it's the fact that I work at the railroad.
Okay.
And you know, you don't shut them down for no reason.
I don't know, Earl. I think they're on, let somebody test positive that works there. They're going to shut that down with the quickness. I think that.
Well, T, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
But we carry cargo packages. We carry some of everything that other people that have come into contact with the virus.
Uh-huh.
It can be spread that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But if they had any consideration as far as people getting sick or anything like that, they would shut down. But they don't. Not gonna mess with their money. They're telling people that we're gonna transport you and your coronavirus. We're not shutting down.
Wow.
Okay. And the thing is, as far as it affected me with my wife, I think it's a thing where it'll make us stronger. From the old saying that, you know, absence makes the heart fonder. Mm-hmm. And I just want her to know that, you know, don't worry about getting home. Everything is going to be taken care of here. We are mainly trying not to get infected or, you know.
Right.
Want us to get sick.
Right.
And I'm biding my time, and I know sooner or later, because God is good, she's going to be here. And if not, I got gas money in the car.
And you're not afraid to use it, right?
Not afraid to drive, baby.
So I might have to turn you. There might be an episode 13 where we hear on Earl the on the road. Absolutely. What do you want to share with other people who may not be with their, because there are some people who are traveling for work and they can't get with their kids or their spouse.
Right. So but this thing is, we're not even international. I'm in Chicago.
Right.
He's in Texas. Like, we're in the States.
And can't,
you know, we're local. It's not like this is an international flight where, oh, she can't get home because traffic is banned. That wasn't even the situation. So it could happen to anybody. I would suggest right now, just be cautious until they really let us know what's going on about traveling. If you don't
they're not gonna let us know.
And if you don't have to go out, if you don't have to travel, I would suggest to people to, you know,
just stay put.
So what I'm saying is this. I really feel for you because I would just be kind of devastated right now if I was in another state and couldn't get home.
Right.
You know, like you said, there's no place to be. If you're going quarantine, you can be in your own house doing your own thing and you're satisfied. But seeing that it was three people at Midway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, do you think you should get on that flight? They're saying they're going to open it tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you can't get, were you going to answer something, Angie?
I was just going to say, I have gloves. I have a mask.
Okay.
You know, and I have lots of, we are able to take 14 ounces of hand sanitizer now on the plane. So I have my large bottle of hand sanitizer.
The plane that's not going anywhere.
Shut up. In anticipation of the flight.
You got your hand sanitizer.
I have my hand sanitizer.
So okay. So let's go back to the question I just asked. If you can't,
how are you guys going to deal
with this right now? Like, what are you going to do with each other for mental support? Because we all know it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Right.
It was very devastating when I got that text.
Right.
It was crushing. It was sort of like you were anticipating something and then someone just rips it away from you. It's like, oh, no. Psych, you can't have it, you know. So, and I was so ready to go. I am ready. I'm really ready to go home.
I know, because of all the other things these past weeks. So, nothing to really do with the flight. Just things that, you know.
Yes.
So, couples that are out there, you're here, he's there. What are you going to do now? If you can't get home, you know, God forbid, we're going to pray tonight. We're going to make sure you can get home. But if you can't get home, what are you guys going to do over the next week or 2 weeks? Or how are you mentally going to prepare yourself for that? Because if you have to quarantine here for a month, we're both going to be.
We could just call it a day.
I mean, I love my sister, but if I had to be locked in the house with somebody, it would not be her. Okay. No.
Ditto. I think that we're just going to take it one day at a time. Right, babe?
Yeah, one day at a time. The big thing is like what you guys were just discussing about being locked in with somebody. I'm locked in alone.
Yeah.
So all my you know, feeds and everything would be coming across the phone and, you know, television and things like that. You all going to be up there. I'll just be going to the stair crazy by myself, but I think I can handle it. But being locked in with somebody, and that's a little different.
Right. I mean, you have that support.
You have to put it, well, yeah.
That comfort.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're just different. A phone call away. But I can believe also, that. I mean, if it gets to the point where he has to be quarantined for 14 days or whatever, have along by himself,
that can get a little,
you might go a little crazy.
Oh, you will. You can. But just think about this. So if the plane or the flight gets canceled tomorrow, what is plan B? Are you, your plan B is to jump in the car and
come get her?
Plan B is the interstate, yes.
Okay, so we have to kind of map this out because as far as we travel.
So you don't want to get somewhere and then get stuck.
Right.
And now you're not at home.
And nowhere with no one.
Right.
You,
right. And nobody's going to let you in. I'm just letting you know that.
So this is something that you have to map out and think about as we're trying to get our loved ones. You know, we don't want to be stuck on the interstates. So just something to think about. Or we might have to move a flight to O'Hare.
Okay, so Earl, how have you been coping for 2 weeks without sex? We just gonna get real.
Or has FaceTime been working for you?
See, now you're different.
Who, me or Jason?
Who'd have asked me about how I've been coping without?
You can say it. Well, see, our last episode was about men and sex and how they think of it 24/7. So we know that it's not like you haven't been thinking about it. We just bring it to the forefront.
That's why he was giddy.
Well,
my thing is, can we go back to about me being giddy?
So how have you...
It's not just that being, back. It's all the things that come with being back.
Right.
Okay?
But it's not just the... Is it just the sex? I hope it wasn't just the sex.
Well, that's what I'm trying to... That's what I just
said. He said he was giddy too, right? It's everything to go along with it. That's what he said, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the hug and the sex.
So
talking.
has it been rough these past 2 weeks? Like, honestly, has it been rough without having sex for 2 weeks?
Sure. Do you know who you're talking to?
Right.
You're talking to a man.
So what I'm saying is, let's just think. Now, if it's another 2 weeks, what the hell you going to do?
It's not going to be 2 weeks. He told you Plan B is the interstate in 2 days.
Well, I hope he can That's get right. here. I hope he can get here.
If it's going to be 2 weeks, plane. I'm on the highway.
He's going to meet you halfway. He's going to meet you
halfway, brother.
I'm going to go somewhere.
So because our last episode was talking about...
Tennessee is like halfway. It's like 9 hours each way or something. Tennessee, I think, is around the halfway point. See
you in
Texas, you go straight that way.
No.
Angie.
That's how we
came. Angie, you know
took you so long.
You know your geography.
No.
Because we know men, a part of the relationship is sex. So that's why I was asking. I mean, like, just so at 2 weeks, you pretty much already going stir crazy.
Baby, you know what? If you were going for 2 weeks.
Let me tell you something. If the wind blow a little hard, I get noises.
So we're not going to go into any more details unless, Angie, you want to say anything? No, y'all want to say no?
No, we're good.
How about you, Angie? You missing sex for 2 weeks?
I miss my husband.
And, hey, guys, you know the thing, the real killer? I'm not allowed to watch porn unless my wife is here.
So, see, that's a double whammy.
Some good stuff right there. So why are you not allowed to look at porn unless she's there?
You have to ask my wife, and I don't think it's a trust issue. I think it's a kind of a selfishness issue because you want to be here.
Okay, Angie, what is your rebuttal?
Something jumps off.
Angie, it's audio.
She don't want to miss the party.
We can't see your face. It's audio.
Yep, you got it, Jay. She don't want to miss the party.
No, I just feel like porn leads to something, and it's setting you up for failure because I'm not there. So why get yourself all riled up?
So he can get unriled. You think he's not going to get unriled? So you don't want him to get unriled with you, without you?
Yes.
Well, that's why he said it's selfish.
Wait, it's
but
not
men
selfish.
Think about sex. So you need to listen to episode 11. His needs, her needs.
Okay, but why get riled up and there's no one there to help to relieve that?
Okay, I could tell you something. Before you even watch the porn, mm-hmm. you already riled up. You don't even need
to turn it on.
But right. it's true. Right.
Turn it on.
Right. Because Earl just said, if the wind blows,
right.
if
he
the
get
wind
nervous.
Blows, he get nervous. And then if he just thinks about you.
It's about my concern for him. Don't do that to yourself. Okay. I'm not here to help you. Don't do that to yourself.
Oh, Earl, I think that sounds a little selfish too. I don't know. Like, because honestly, our last episode was about his needs, her needs, and understanding that. It's not that men only want sex, but that's just kind of how they're made up. Okay. And as women, we have to understand that even though is that all you want is all you want, it's not that that's just their physical makeup. And if we understand where it comes from and how to cope with it, then it kind of makes marriage a little easier. So I'm just saying, seeing that you've been gone 2 weeks and you had one more night, like he cannot look at porn tonight.
No. He will live more tomorrow.
The thing is, what a lot of people don't understand is that you can get sex anywhere.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not just sex. It's the person you're having it with, too, that counts.
Right.
Yes.
You know, like they say, when you turn the lights off, a vagina don't have a face. It could be anybody. It could be Brigitte Bardot. It could be Halle Berry. It could be whoever your little mind tell you it is.
Right.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... What really counts is too is the person that you're having with.
So do you think that porn, like you shouldn't be able to watch porn without her? Do you think that's fair, or what you're saying is that it doesn't matter because I still want you at the end? This is just something like, what is your take on her saying, "Well, I don't want you to look at porn when I'm not here"? What is your take on
that? Well, it's the thing is, like you said, it's still going to be her at the end, when, you know, because she's going to pay for it for me getting all riled up. She's going to be the one that's going to have to come in that bedroom with me. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
So I'm not going to ask you anything more personal about it because, you know, there's other things besides just looking at porn. You don't even have to look at porn to go ahead and find relief.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm not going to ask you anything more. Angie, what are you going to tell couples that are missing each other and may not be able to get to each other? Like, so let's just say at one point, let's just say hypothetically, God forbid, don't let it happen, that you can't. At what point would you say, okay, Earl, go ahead. No point.
Go ahead and what? Watch porn?
Yeah, without you.
I don't think it's so much about the porn. I don't think he's sitting there saying, oh, I wish I can watch porn.
No, because he's definitely sitting there thinking about sex. I don't know about no porn. I'm just saying relief.
And I mean, and I'm here, so he may be already watching porn. You know, I don't really know.
No, I know he's not.
I don't mind. That's not a big issue to me. My thing is for him to find sex elsewhere. Now, that's a major concern. Now,
oh, that would be a problem
porn,
with anyone.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. That would be a problem anywhere,
minor.
Yeah.
Porn is minor, but my thing is...
So are you willing to do FaceTime? Because you're going to give him live porn? What?
Only
you
live swallow porn? It? The only live porn is me being there, okay?
No, FaceTime is live.
After you see it and you feel it, you want to feel it. You want to feel it. You don't want to go through the airwaves with it. He wants the physical. He wants me. I want him. We want to feel each other's skin and sweat and...
Okay, but if you can't, are you going to give him FaceTime? Okay, I'm not going to say live. You're going to give him FaceTime sex?
That's dangerous. That's going across the internet. That's dangerous.
Yeah, we're old school. And it's not the same. I don't know why you think that that's pleasurable. That's really
dangerous. She might end up on you don't know where.
Okay, so then if you're not going to do the FaceTime, you're going to do the old school?
Yeah, she's gonna go
sex.
Home. She's
phone.
Going to go
no,
home
no, I'm
and have
sex.
All the sex
I'm
that she needs to have.
All the sex that we need to have. Yes, that's where we're going to do.
Right,
this. I'm gonna
going
to be
home.
Out of here. But I would suggest to other people, try your best to get home because it's not just about the sex. There's more to the intimacy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just getting there, holding your loved ones, even if
being
it's not
with
your
that
husband,
person.
Your children, you know, your dog for some people, you know, to get home.
Yeah,
just, don't
it's definitely
leave.
Not just the sex.
Don't
the,
if you
know the talking to and have you know that company that person that you're used to talking to and having there, you know it ain't just totally about sex.
I think what's going to happen is once all of these tests become available and people go out and get tested, a lot of this stuff is going to be answered and open up to itself because a lot of people are going to be infected with it that did not know.
But
that's not carrying around
still,
any of the symptoms.
But, I mean, you don't want to cause a panic.
Right.
And even just because you self-quarantine yourself and then you go out and get the mail and guess what? The mail person was sick. You know?
Everything in
that's
my mail today was junk mail. All of my bills are paperless.
And how many people touch that mail?
Exactly.
You see what I'm
so I'm
so
like.
For you to say.
That's
stop
what
your,
I'm saying.
Right.
Right.
So stop.
All the avenues it can get to you. All the different avenues.
Oh, yeah.
Avenues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? So, but you know, guys, what really worries me is the selfishness of the public.
Events aren't that important. At the time, yes, they seem like they're extremely important.
Like I was saying, if they've canceled school, like we just heard about it, and a week later they're canceling school, that should be a red flag. They're doing things.
How important this is, how severe it is.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Because they're not saying it, but they're saying it with their actions.
It hasn't done
sure. And the news is saying, okay, we have closed schools and closed businesses, and you all are out doing play dates and shopping mall and vacations. No, if it wasn't serious, we would not have closed schools.
Right.
What makes you think that if we close the schools that you can go get other kids and have a play date?
Right.
We're not taking it serious.
I don't think because they don't want to cause a panic.
Right.
And they're not saying it seriously.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
not saying it seriously.
Exactly. And we're
but
not taking
way,
it. We're not looking at what they're doing and realizing just the effect of how important it is.
Right. But if my flight is on time and scheduled tomorrow, I'm leaving. I'm going to cover myself with the blood of Jesus and my mask. And I'm going to get on that flight to get home.
And your sanitizer.
And my hand sanitizer, of course. To get home. Because
well, they said they're shutting it down to clean everything. So let's hope that's what they're doing. And they're
not touching anything. I have gloves. I'm going to wear my gloves through the airport. I'm not going to touch anything.
I think even with the mask, we have to be careful because if you have on gloves and then you put the mask on, and then you go to take the mask off with the gloves that you just touched everything with. We have to be kind of careful with what we're touching and what we're doing, because we think, oh, I have on gloves.
Absolutely.
But then everything you touch with those gloves are now touching you, your clothes, your hat. So be careful with that.
And I was thinking about that on my travels, because also the people at the TSA, because she's about to, I have food that I, Chicago food. She's going to grab my bags with those gloves that she's checked.
Touch everybody's.
So I'm going to suggest to her, I'm going to
tell her,
insist to her that she change her gloves before she touch my bag. And there's a whole
Absolutely.
She has to change her gloves before she grabs my bag. She does. And touch my food, all my food.
That's right. I'm going to hold myself on the end of the belt. But, I'm not letting my stuff run through until everybody.
I've already thought this out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yes. But then you get on the plane and
they want to hand you.
They touch your cup and they I wouldn't get anything to drink.
I don't know, Angie. I don't know. I wouldn't get crap. I would just be thirsty.
That'd be about it.
So they just thought, hey, we're only gonna tell the public what we need to tell them. So yeah, it's a lot of things, but
yeah.
So
but in just, regards to if you can imagine the people who do have family and loved ones over in Europe or in China who are not allowed to get back, so we'll take your
situation and we'll magnify it to like the international level. I would be worried about my loved ones. So I'm just saying we really need to love each other right now.
And it's and that's always but especially at this point in time, we have to stop thinking that tomorrow, we always say it like tomorrow's not promised, but we really have to start doing things to let people know how much they mean to us right now. Because you may not get that opportunity to tell them later.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of touching on relationships and being away from each other and how this virus has affected people
many
all over the place and right here in our own backyard. Yeah. You know,
I think it's a funny irony because I was just so new. You know, I knew that I was going to be home. Like, this wasn't going to affect me.
Right, exactly.
It's not, I'm like, it's a big deal, but I mean, it's like not that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
Because you know what? You have somewhere to stay and you have someone to be around. Now, if you were in a different city and now you have to pay for an additional hotel. And
you probably would have tried to get home. Right.
It becomes even a bigger issue, but it's not like you don't have anywhere to stay.
And if you're at a hotel, then you have to constantly eat out.
Yes.
And you're at the mercy of other people.
Right.
So what I'm hearing, guys, is she's about to go upstairs and cook some dinner.
That's right.
Earl, you even found that funny.
Someone just went shopping, and I have a whole smorgasbord to choose from.
My freezer is full. My fridge is full. My pantry is full. And for those of you all who don't know me, like Jason and I will buy on Friday what we're going to cook on Friday. We buy on Saturday what we're going to cook on Saturday. And if we don't buy on Sunday, then we eat out on Sunday. So very rarely is
do we stock the cupboards.
Yeah, I haven't seen seen my refrigerator and my
pantry
look
cabinets.
Like that since my kids were little.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
You can come any day of the week and open it up. You'd be like, "What the? Do they?"
But you
know
what's funny though?
It's Christmas morning upstairs.
It is, and you know, the other day was it? You know, Monday or whatever. We had everything except for toilet paper. We were running out of toilet paper. I don't know. We had
a couple rolls left.
You know what? We were tripping on everybody going to get all this toilet paper. Yeah. We just about ran out.
Well, that's just how good God is. Because I went to Jewel. And I'm looking around and I saw paper towel and I saw paper plates and I'm like, okay, so I didn't panic. I was just like, there's no tissue. I'm like looking around. And something just said, look over here. And it was just one package. All we wanted was one package. It was literally one package of 12 rolls. And I said, okay, well, I guess I'll just take this. But it was $14.99. I don't even remember paying $14.99 for a roll of tissue. I'm sorry, it was $14.99. Talking about marked down from $16.99.
That's crazy. Maybe. I've never.
Whoa. Angie, I don't think that's I've ever crazy. Paid $14.99 for 12 packs of tissue.
I don't want to pay $4 and $5.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? But you know what I did? I paid for the tissue. I said, I'm not going to worry about the price because right. if I want the tissue, I'm going to buy the tissue and I thank you God for me having the money to purchase it, and I'm going to buy it and walk on out.
Because you know they're price. I've noticed
price gouging.
They are. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed since I've been here, because it kind of started like as soon as I got here.
The price
anybody
is just,
have looked at the sales ads, non-existent. They've been crappy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in there that's on sale.
Well, there's nothing to be on sale because you don't have anything on the shelves.
No, this was even before. This was even before people were going to the shelves. And now it's even worse.
People were buying stuff. I walked into the stores last week. I'm like, why is this
week before last? Week before last.
And I'm like, why is this so crowded? It was about 3 weeks
ago. No, when I first got here 2 weeks ago and I walked into the store, the shelves were, they looked like they had been ransacked.
Right, yeah.
And I said, do your stores always look like this? Like, what's going on?
So naive.
So naive. I had no clue that people were already in there, like, buying up everything. And then a few days later, I'm like, oh, they're shutting all the schools? If the kids are going to be home for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. we need food. Let's go get, you know,
right.
your go-to, rice and chicken. Let's just, always the go-to.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to tell you guys, I hope everyone is safe out there, but please don't come to my house because I'm not going to let you in. Right. I'm sorry, and I love each and every one of you guys. And if you need me, if you guys need anything, just call, and I'll try to either airmail it or get somebody or see what I can do. But please don't stop by. Definitely unannounced, but just don't even stop by. So hope everyone is safe out there.
Yeah,
and I hope that I hope that you are. I love you, honey.
I love you too, baby.
Okay, you gotta tell my sister you love her too.
I love you, Angela.
Just love it. Just making sure that we love the people that are close to us, because
I love
tomorrow
you,
is not. And
I love you, babe.
Love y'all too. Love everybody. Hey guys, so before we cut this off, I'd like to give y'all like a little sample of how I was feeling before Angie called, after she called and said it had been changed.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the commercial that comes on? And they was talking about the refund or the money you get back from your insurance or whatever it is. And the guy had the dollar on the end of the
right. I got to be quicker than that.
You almost had it. You almost had it. I'm close. That's about how I feel. I almost had it.
Hey, Earl.
Oh,
hey,
you got to be quicker than that.
Yeah, you got to be quicker than that.
Got to be quicker.
I will be home tomorrow.
Yes.
She will be home.
We're
going to
speak it into existence. Yes. You will be home and your
safe
family
and
will
sound.
Be whole.
My
yes.
God is good. I will be home tomorrow.
And I would just like to say to all the couples and all the married people that's not with their loved ones during this time, keep the faith. We got a good God and you will be together again soon.
Yes. So today's daily inspiration, and that's just an inspiration that we have on a daily basis. Today said transform fear. So there's nothing to fear because we know that fear is an acronym.
For false emotions appearing real.
And some people say false evidence appearing real. We know that there is no fear. Just stand firm in your faith and your belief and continue to hold God up.
And pay attention to what some of the healthcare professionals are telling you, you know.
Absolutely. Be smart.
Yes.
Don't be stupid because these are professionals and we just need to abide by what they're saying.
Right. Just keep your social distance, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, and just be mindful of what you touch and who you're around and your distance when you're around people.
And if you're eating out, just be careful. Pray over it. And if you, as they said before, if you do not need to be out, do not be out, especially. And this kind of bugs me. People with young kids. Right. We saw a bunch of little bitty babies out
right.
today.
Arm babies.
Yeah. Don't buy into this whole age thing.
Absolutely.
And I don't want people to get lulled to comfortability because of an age type of thing.
Right.
But
so we're
really
in our 20s and they didn't say you couldn't contract it. They just said that your symptoms are less severe than the older people,
but you don't know
you don't know you have it. Who knows what your effects are going to be?
It's all based on your immune system. So age does not matter.
No.
So
and guess what? Infectious diseases do not care. They do not discriminate.
So please be careful out there, family, and take care of yourself.
You have anything else that you want to say before we get off?
I did want to say that this one day, I think it kind of helped, made me and him realize You know what I mean? It kind of gave you that little test, like, do you really want me to come home? You know what I mean?
Are you really coming home?
Are you really missing me? So, you know.
You got to be quicker than that.
It was sad. It was sad. But right. It's like kind of uplifting to know that he loves me and wants me there so bad.
Right. He was,
right. And vice versa. You know.
It's nice to be wanted.
Yes.
And it's nice to be wanted by your spouse.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you can't come home. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just get home whenever you can. Right, right. It wasn't one of those situations. No, right.
I don't mind taking the interstate. We can just talk about sex. You want to talk about sex?
No, it wasn't about sex.
You had your opportunity. You didn't want to say anything. Now you all. Now you want to talk about sex?
You all selfish with the sex, and now you want to come in and talk about it. Nah,
we think life is going to resume just because in our minds we think it's just going to go on normally.
Right. And then when it comes close, like, oh my goodness.
Right.
So you know, this, now I'm caught up in this.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
We don't want to create any fear or any
panic.
Panic, but we do want you to guys to realize that you need to do what they're telling you to do, and we need to love those close to us.
And that this is serious.
It is serious, and if you feel yourself sick or something, you need to go get tested because you don't want to spread that to other people in your family. And so I'm just saying,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying. Y'all doorbell ring. Y'all see me standing out there. Y'all need to open the
door. Earl, I'm sorry. I'm not letting you in.
Listen, no. If the doorbell ring and you show up, I'm going to run your wife's luggage out to the car.
You're not running outside.
Work for me.
No, we're going to put the luggage in the backyard because he might try to come in if we open the front door.
Yeah.
I told Angie, I said, you know those movies you always see? When they can't let people in, and you look at them, and it's somebody you love, and you're looking at them, and you, I can't let you in. You know, so it's going to be that situation.
All right. Well, thanks for having us on.
Yes.
How you just gonna try to cut my show off?
I didn't want to forget to say that. Thanks for having us on. Just thanks for allowing us to vent.
Is that all? You guys can vent. You can. You good, Earl? Did you get everything out that you wanted to get out?
No, I mean, I got the most important part. I got to my wife and got my message to her, and I don't want you guys, you know. You hear me crying because men cry in the dark and alone, and I'm that.
So. So when you hang up and get off the phone, you gonna go like, oh.
Man, I ain't even got Jermaine or Tito here to hand me a tissue.
And the thing was is that when Angie called you to tell you, her first intention was she was upset and angry. But then as she was looking at you, then it turned to emotions. And I was like, don't start crying. That was because she was literally about to start crying because, man, they cancel my blood. Like it's something you can do. They cancel my blood.
Grown woman crying.
Yes, because I had to stay here another day with you.
Yep. That's it. Get up there and cook, woman.
Ooh, man,
guess what?
Yeah.
Guess
I'm kind of glad I'm here alone. It's getting cold over here.
That's what happens when you got to be quicker than that. You should have changed that flight.
Should have got out of here a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, hey, we do want to say thank you to Earl and Angela for coming on and sharing this experience with us. We appreciate that, and we wish you the best because we know that everything is in divine order.
Absolutely.
So thank you again for coming on, and we really appreciate
it. Thanks, Earl.
Okay, anytime.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for having us.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's it. That's another episode of Love and Beyond the I Do podcast.
And as usual, we're in it to win it.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Lovin' Beyond the I Do podcast. Head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Legendary Relationship or visit our website at legendaryrelationship.com. Till next time, remember to make every day count.